This is your life, Lord. In the name of just testimony that no, that I'm ready for. Oh, you manifest in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. I pray for somebody that just prayed that prayer. Any wicked power that is always troubling the glory of your head, any power that is diverting your testimonies, every power that is saying no to the yes of God in your life, if your amen is loud, that power shall be wasted tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say this one loud and clear. Thank you, Jesus. Say this one without apology to any grammar. Say any evil dream that has the ability to cancel my testimonies. You know that some people, once you have a particular dream prior to your testimony, you will see that that thing will be aborted. It's like the boy that had a dream, and in the dream he was seeing himself that he was going for an exam. Each time he goes for that exam, there will be a particular policeman at the checkpoint, and they will stop him from getting to the exam board, and they now wake up. Those exams, he'll be failing it. In fact, according to, he failed year one, he failed again, and again, and again, to the extent that the year he did not write exam, the same failure is not to his house. Why? Because there is a particular dream that comes up in his life that cancels his testimony. I decree to somebody here, any dream that's always appearing in order to stop good things in your life, any satanic appearance in your dream to cause trouble in your life, if your heaven is loud, they shall be wasted tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I stand here to decree into somebody's life, the Egyptian you saw before calling tonight's prayer, you shall see them no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. Now turn into prayer. In the name of Jesus, shout like this. Amen. Say any evil dream that is always canceling my divine testimony. Your time is up. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. My sister, that's what you have been waiting for. The dream that's always casting good things. Each time you want to have good things in life, that dream will appear. Open your mouth and pray. Frustrate the dream. Frustrate the dream tonight. In the name of Jesus, heal that evil dream. You cease to come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall cease to come to pass. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Aha! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Aha! In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray like this. Shout this out without apology to any power. Say every arrow of untimely death, fire into my life and my family. As I'm praying now, go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer. Every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, go back, 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 go back to sender in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree you shall not die, but live and declare the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. I have a word for somebody here. Any wicked power that has gone into any satanic vow to make sure they waste your life at the edge of your testimony. I repeat my statement. Every wicked power that has waged war, that has made up their mind that they will waste you at the end of your testimony. Hear the word of the Lord. With your sample for the man, those powers shall die together tonight. In the name of Jesus, they shall die. 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 Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, the Bible said the enemy prepared an arrow and shot at the righteous. Psalm 11 verse 2. He now said in verse 3, he said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It's a question. The good news is that the righteous can pray. If you come, many of us have come from a kind of foundation that when you know yourself that what is going on is from the foundation, you are going to pray. And if you dig deep into the foundation, you will find out that until when you deal with it, things are not happening in the real sense. I've told several stories, this story before. I man that, in fact, it was on the Deliverance movie. The man has been praying for, my story must change. I cannot be a good Greek girl. I cannot, there are battles to fight for foundation. You are going to pray. I don't know the foundational power that has tied down your life. I don't know the power that has tied down your children. I don't know the power that has tied down your business. I don't know the power that says your marriage will not work. Hear the word of the Lord. As you pray this prayer with all passion in you, with all strength in you, I decree and I declare, according to Matthew 11:20-12, it says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and until when you have violence, you might not be able to possess your possession. Gather yourself and pray. Say this all loud and clear. Say foundational power. Aside or waste my life. Hey, you are a liar. Pray. Open your heart and pray that prayer. You have foundational power that is determined to ruin my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Something must happen to my soul. Something must happen. The foundation must die. The foundation must die. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. They have wasted your life enough. They have wasted the time enough. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha! In Jesus' name, we pray. We are still praying against foundation. You are going to pray. See, every evil foundation that is speaking against my rising up. Yeah, Holy Ghost fire. Scatter them tonight in the name of Jesus. Every wicked foundation that say I will not rise. Every wicked foundation that say you will not marry. Every wicked foundation that say you will not enjoy the fruit of your labor. Oh, yes, scatter them. Oh, yes, scatter them. Oh, yes, scatter them. Oh, yes, scatter them. Oh, yes, scatter them tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter them in Jesus' name. We pray. I am having a conflict. This one is for somebody here. The Lord said, in your family, a particular contract has been signed. That's why the book of Lamentations chapter 5, he said, our fathers have sinned and they are no more. Ha, Yakaba. I don't know the contract they have signed in your father's house. I don't know the contract they have signed in your mother's house, that you will get to the edge of your breakthrough and you will turn back. I decree by the mandate of heaven, in the name that is above every other name, he said he has given us that name, that is above every other name, at the mention of that name, at the mention of that name, according to Philippians chapter 2 verse 9, he said at the mention of that name, every knee must bow. I prophesy into somebody's life. Any evil foundation that say your life will not move forward. Any evil foundation that has tied you down. Any evil foundation that tie your children down. Any evil foundation that say you don't move forward. Hear the word of the Lord. Scatter my fire. Oh yes, scatter! 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 To that Marusa Katara! Pray. Aha! In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray. Say any evil contract that somebody has signed on my behalf. If you don't believe me, go and read the book of 1 Kings. It's okay, sorry. When Gehazi made a mistake, he was the one that collected something from Naaman. And after collecting the team, he laid the foundation there. What was the foundation? Elisha said, Gehazi, he said, sir, where are you coming from? He said, I was just going to and fro. He said, is my spirit not going with you? He said, the leprosy, Kasata. The leprosy, look at the singular mistake. He took what below what the master rejected. One thing that the master, he took it. And the man said, the leprosy that let Naaman into River Jordan, let that thing come out of and come upon you and your children. The children that knew nothing about what happened, they have already signed the contract on their behalf. Shout this one loud and clear. Say every new contract that they have signed in my father's house and my mother's house, saying I will not enjoy the fruit of my labor. You are a liar. Scatter my fire. Pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The contract must scatter. The contract must scatter. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself tonight. You are yet to pray for yourself. And your family, open your family. Aha! Evil contracts that they are signed before you are born. Oh, you are scattered tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are scattered tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are scattered tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are scattered tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your family. In the name of Jesus. Something must happen. Something must happen tonight. In the name of Jesus. I come with you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We sing a song. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. You are going to pray. No medicated soap can wash away all these things except the blood of Jesus. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, blood of Jesus. Set me free from the evil foundation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. We have prayed some foundational prayer. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Oh, Lord, set me free. Oh, set me. Holy Ghost, set me free. Ah, set me free. Set me free. Holy Ghost, set me free. Ah, tell God to set you free tonight. From satanic foundation, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Oh, Lord, set me free, set me free. Set me free, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Set me free, Lord. Set me free, Lord. Set my family free, in the mighty name of Jesus. Set me free, Lord. Open your mouth and pray, pray. Oh, Lord, set me free, set me free. You send your word. He said, whosoever the Son of Man is set free, is free indeed. Oh, do I set me free? Oh, do I set me free? Say, my children are coming in the name of Jesus. Oh, do I set me free? In the name of Jesus. Oh, do I set me free? Lord? In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, some people, their foundation is that they find it very difficult to sustain good blessings. Any blessing that God gives, they will, something will just happen, they will just call that enough. They will start well, but they will end badly. It's a foundational problem. You are going to pray, you know. In some family, it's just backwardness. They will try to move forward, but yet something will push them backward. I decree today, any foundational battle you are fighting, that is fighting your day and night, that is attacking your dreams, if your amen is loud, the battle shall scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus, they shall scatter, they shall scatter, they shall scatter, they shall scatter. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray. You are going to shout this one with that apostle of the power. Say, you foundational power. That I'm vowed that I will not live long. Open your mother, pray, pray. It's a powerful prayer point. A woman years ago came to our branch. Almost everybody in her family, they died before they reached the age of 50. And she was about 40 something. That was what drug her to prayer. Drug her to prayer. 46, 47. She said, I refuse to die. I follow that fully foundation. And we gather together in the church. The pastor that said, we'll just pray for her. We didn't know that that was what she was suffering. And our battle was getting closer, closer. And yet, the battle was getting fierce. I pray. Any contract that somebody has signed on behalf of your family, that at a particular day you will win. I decree that contract, I tear it off tonight. And I set that contract on fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. That sister was praying. If I did not make up my mind that I should not leave the church. Oh, this thing in the office. Oh, I cannot. Lo and behold, she has gone past that age. She's living fine. I'm sure she should be almost 69 because it's been a year, almost a couple of years I've seen her last. She's doing very well. Why? Because she decided to wage war against the foundational battle. You are going to pray like this. Sound this one without apology power. Say whatever contract that my forefathers have signed that is planning to affect me and my generation. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I scatter the contract tonight. Oh, put your mouth and pray the prayer. Oh, you scatter the contract. Oh, you scatter the contract. Oh, you scatter the contract. Mommy, scatter the contract. Daddy, scatter the contract. Oh, put your mouth and pray the prayer. Be scattered. 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 This is a foundational prayer. Oh, put your mouth and pray, pray, pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Oh, put your mouth and pray the prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, put your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name. We pray. We are going to pray this next one. Say foundational button. You know, when you are using your remote control, you just sit beside your chair like this and press channel one, channel two, channel. In some family, that's how they are pressing button. That's why you are still trying to get out of poverty. They are introducing sickness. You are trying to get out of sickness. They are introducing, but another about this is a foundational button. You will not find out that this person is that this one is about to be saved. You just press another button, bam. Press this one, channel five, channel six, and there, this button you need until you set that Holy Ghost fire to scatter the control, to scatter the button. That's why they'll be changing the channel and dumping whatever they like in people's lives. I decree by the decree of heaven, in the name that is above every other name, every foundational button that the enemy has still and the pressing over your family, over your children, in the name of Jesus, the fire of Holy Ghost will scatter the body tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, the fire of Holy Ghost is scatter the body tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, you need to pray some prayers tonight. You need to pray. You are going to shout this all out of them. Say foundational button. That my ancestors have signed the contract with. To make my life difficult. You the body scattered by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The body must scatter. The body must scatter. The body must scatter. The body must scatter. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter the body. You better prepare yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter the body. 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 Scatter the body. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter the body. In Jesus' name. We are praying. Ah, you are going to pray the next one. Say generational contracts. That is being signed. I don't know. The Holy Spirit said we should pay that contract. That's something you must terminate that contract. Because you cannot afford to be going along with the contract. Your children need to enjoy. Your grandchildren need to enjoy. But there's a contract that is signed. If you don't believe me, go and read Lamentations chapter 5. You are going to pray this all like that. He said, our fathers have sinned and they are no more, and we bear their iniquity. Gather yourself to pray loud and clear. Say foundational contract that I'm signed in my father's and my mother's house in order to tie down my life. Holy Ghost fire, scatter them tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Holy Ghost, oh yes, scatter. 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 Pray for yourself and your family in the mighty name of Jesus. Enough is enough. You must be set free. You must make progress. You must be set free. You must make progress. It shall be well with you. Your children must make progress in the mighty name of Jesus. Those contracts, I set them on fire. 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 Open your open. Aha. Look how it's going on. Open your open. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. I am praying for somebody here. I don't know the problem in your life that looks as it doesn't have solution. But in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, the Bible says, for with God, all things shall be possible. I am yet to decree to that problem. I locate the source of that problem. In the mighty name of Jesus, there shall be solution. In the mighty name of Jesus, there shall be solution. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for that sister. The problem you are fighting is older than your age. It has been there before you were born. But I am here to tell you tonight, as the Lord liveth, the mighty warrior, the one that cannot lose any battle, I prophesy, because you are here tonight, in the name of Jesus, every battle that is older than your age, every battle that you know nothing about, every battle that want to kill your daddy, every battle that want to silence your family, hear the word of the Lord. Oh yeah, scatter together. Scatter, 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 scatter. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this one for yourself. Say, oh Lord, my Father, because now we have dealt with the foundation, we now need to make progress. Very simple prayer point. You are going to pray like this. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I am overdue for a change of story. Intervene in my situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your heart and pray that prayer. Father Lord, I am overdue for a change of story. Father, please, oh Lord, do something urgent in my life. Hey, something urgent in my life. Oh yeah, do something urgent in my life. Today, do something urgent in my life. Oh no, something urgent in my life. Something urgent in my life. Today, oh Lord, Father, do something urgent in the name of Jesus. Open your other prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray. I have a word for somebody here. If you can pray this prayer point with you, I'm going to issue now. It's going to happen within 7 days. I decree by the mandate of heaven that in the name that is above every name, any arrow of stagnancy that have been fired into your life at exactly 12 midnight in the house of the Lord. Ah, reconsider the if your heaven is loud, that arrow shall go back to sender tonight. It shall go back to sender. 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 It's time for the man. Amen. 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 Aha. Now you have cleared the way. You are about to decrease your life. Shall this one out and clear? Say whether my enemy like it or not. As I do well in life. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. He said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, I shall do well. I will make it. It shall be well with me. Even in my family, it shall be well with us. We will not die. In the name of Jesus. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. He will intervene in that situation. Open your heart and pray in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. We are going to pray for somebody here. Any power that is assigned to attract nakedness in your life. This is a spiritual thing now. It's not when you see yourself naked in the dream, it means that the agenda of the enemy is to make sure at some point in your life, especially at the point where you are supposed to make do good things, they will just put you to shame. But God has gone ahead of them. And that's how we are here tonight. We are going to pray. Say powers assigned to attract nakedness into my life. Your time is up. Ha! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray the prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, any power that want to attack nakedness into my life. Oh yeah, da. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray the prayer. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. I pray for that sister. Fear not, I decree, the Lord will prosper the work of your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, no matter what happens, the Bible says thousands have fallen at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but they will never come near you. I decree you will flourish. In the midst of pandemic, you will flourish. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are going to pray for yourself. Do you will agree with me that even when they are talking about lockdown, some people are making serious money in the midst of this lockdown. Why? It might be a door that will be opened unto them. So the next free prayer point is for God to open supernatural door into somebody's life. So if you are here tonight, you are believing God for just a change. God, only one can say, "Missi no ayemi." Just a breath. You are going to shout this song out and clear. Say this song without apology for any power. The Bible says in Revelation 3 verse 7, it says, "I hold the key of David. When I open a door, nobody can shut it. When I shut a door, nobody can open it." So therefore, tonight, the first prayer point in the door issue is to first hold the key of David. Yoruba said, "Tear one man back, come on, go and go back, kuda, kuni pe rekuto papa." So you are going to receive the key first. They will not be asking, "Where is the door that needs to be opened?" God said, "I receive the key of David by faith tonight." In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray the prayer. I receive the key of David. I receive the key of David. I receive the key of David. In the name of Jesus, to open several doors and to shut some doors. In the mighty name of Jesus, I receive the key of David. Have you received it? Say, I receive it. 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 I receive it tonight. Aha! Now you have received the key. The Bible says, when you open a door, nobody can shut it. And when you shut a door, nobody can open it. Ah, you are going to pray. Say, supernatural door that I need to open in my life for me to be congratulated. Ah, yeah, the word of the Lord, open by fire. Pray, 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 pray. Declare the door open now. In the name of Jesus, the door of favor, the door of fruitfulness, the door of contract, the door of favor, open your other prayer. The door of marriage must open. That door must just open. In the name of Jesus, the door of divine healing, it must just open. In the name of Jesus, the door of promotion, it must open. In the name of Jesus, open your other prayer. Help yourself tonight. Open the door. Open the door. Open the door. Open the door. Enough is enough. The door of documentation in the country you are, the door must open. On all that she said, in the name of Jesus, Father, open the door. Father, open the door. Father, open the door. In the name of Jesus, Father, open the door. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. As a result of the prayer we have just prayed now, I see multiple doors open unto you. In the name of Jesus. And the door, those who have looked at you before and shake their head. In the name of Jesus. After tonight's prayer, as the Lord liveth, they will see the handwriting of God in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. They will see it in your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I believe that everybody has used the door the way they want it. Now we want to shut some doors because it's a two-way instrument. So you must open some to shut another one. So I don't know, you have been here. You have been suffering delay. You need to shut that door. You have been suffering stagnancy. It's a door that needs to be shut. I don't know the sickness going on. You must shut that door to that sickness. I don't know that delay. I don't know. Whatever. Just shut the door. Anything. One day like this. Naaman, he had a door that needs to open. He needs to shut the door of leprosy. He went to the man of God. And after divine intervention, the door of leprosy was completely shut. In Luke chapter 5, the Bible says Peter he has failed all night. From the verse 7, he rebelled all night, he caught no single fish. That was failure. But that day, after having an encounter with Jesus, the door of failure was shut that day. A woman with issue of blood, she had been losing blood for 12 years. Nothing good came out of her. But one day, when she located Jesus, he said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, that door will be open. And suddenly, as soon as she touched it like this, the door of continuous flow of blood got seized that day. I don't know the door you are about to shut in your life. The one you don't want anymore. Enough is enough. Lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. I use the key of David tonight to shut the door to untimely death. You shut the door. To sickness, you shut the door. To delay, you shut the door. Oh, yeah, begin to shut the door. I don't know what you want to do. Oh, yeah, shut it tonight. Shut it tonight. To madness, or not shut it tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your other prayer. Enough is enough. I don't want poverty anymore. In the name of Jesus, pray, 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 pray. Oh, yeah, shut the door. Shut the door. Shut the door. Shut the door. Shut the door tonight. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, shut the door. Shut the door. In the name of Jesus, shut the door. Aha! Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, the door is shut. I pray for you tonight. That door you have shut tonight will never open again. And the one you open will never be shut again. The door to delay is shut completely. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. One more prayer point before we go to our scripture. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, miracle that will wipe away my tears. Say, miracle of how did it happen? Say, miracle of nevertheless. I don't qualify for, but nevertheless. Look at 3-1 prayer point. Miracle that will wipe away my tears. The miracle of how did it happen? The miracle of nevertheless. You know, when they happen, they say, that is it. You want to tell God that your life is, I beg you, I'm not going to stop until I see things happen in the spirit. Shout this one loud and clear. This prayer point, somebody needs it urgently. Say, miracles that will wipe away my tears. Miracles that of how did it happen? Miracles of nevertheless, my life is available, manifest by fire. Pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The miracle must manifest. Oluwa, the miracle must manifest. Oluwa did there. Oluwa did there. Oluwa did there. Oluwa did there. Help yourself to that. Of how did this happen? Iyanu to live again. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that miracle must happen. 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 In the name of Jesus, that miracle must happen. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. God bless you all. Let's open our Bible quickly to Psalm 35. We have a confession to make. The title of my short message tonight is "The Enemy Shall Fail Over Me and My Family." The enemy shall do what? They shall fail over me and my family. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The enemies shall fail over me. I've said to yourself, say, the enemies shall fail over me and my family. Psalm 35, also speak some kind of scripture there. Verse 1. This is, we are going to read it as I'm reading my own. Say, plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of your shield and buckler. Say that for me. And stand up for my help. It's a convention. No? And draw out your spear and stop those who pursue me. Tonight, whoever is pursuing your life day and night, God will draw out his sword and pursue them to death. In the mighty name of Jesus, he said to my soul, I am your salvation. Verse 4, let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. I decree tonight, I don't know who is close to you that is seeking after your life. In the name of Jesus, they shall be brought to shame in the name of Jesus. They will be put to shame in the name of Jesus. He said, let those be turned back. I'm brought to confusion. Those who plot my heart. Some people, their duty is to make sure they make you cry. Some people, their duty is to make sure they plan something dangerous for you. But I have a word for you today. Anyone that gather together to put trouble in your family, in the name of Jesus, God will bring them to confusion in the name of Jesus. Verse 5. He said, let them be like a chaff before the wind, and let the angel of God chase them. Verse 6 now. Let their way be dark and slippery. Yakababa. I didn't write this. And let the angel of the Lord pursue them. I am praying for somebody here. Whoever has been assigned to death to kill any member of the family, angel of the Lord will pursue them to death. In the name of Jesus. Why? Verse 7, for without cause they have eaten their net for me in a pit, which they have dug without cause for my life. You haven't done anything wrong. They are just creating unnecessary net problem for you. And lo and behold, in verse 8, God said, let destruction come upon them unexpectedly. I am praying for somebody here. Those who want you dead, destruction shall fall upon them unexpectedly in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not prevail over you. And let his net that he has hidden, the net, you know, they put a net there. He said, let him catch himself. Into the very destruction, let him fall. I decree tonight, those who want you to fall into the pit that they have prepared for you, one by one, they will fall into that pit themselves in the name of Jesus. And in verse 9, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. And then all my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto you, delivering the poor from who is to suffer him? Yes, the poor and the needy from those who plunder him. Praise the name of the Lord. The title, like I said, is that the enemy shall fail over me, over you, our families, in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 27 verse, Micah 7, it's Micah 7 verse 8, it says, rejoice not against me. Rejoice not against me, my enemies. Still talking about enemies. When I fall, I shall rise again. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be my light. I decree, anyone that the enemy has knocked down tonight, I see you rise up again in the name of Jesus. Rise up again. Rise up again. Rise up again. Rise up again in the name of Jesus. In Matthew 27. You know what? The enemy. There are some powers. They don't want you to make progress in life. They are called the enemies. There are some powers. They want you to walk like elephant and eat like an ant. They are enemies. There are some powers. They rejoice each time you gather tears and begin to cry. They are dancing. They are making praise and worship. They are enemies. But God said, rejoice not against me, my enemies. He said, when I fall, I shall rise again. I see somebody in the light tonight. You shall rise again in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Powers. There's some powers. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. There are some powers. Their duty is to make sure, praise the name of the Lord. There's some power. Their duty is to make sure that all what you do does not prosper. There's some power like that. There's some powers. They take precious things from your life. Somebody was calling me and said, I see that blood was coming. If you didn't, you are missing blood. There's something precious that the enemy is taking out of your body. There's some powers. They want you to beg from those who you should be feeding. Imagine, for those who you should be feeding, they want you to start begging from them. That is the works of the enemy. There's some powers. They plant bad things in people's life. Sickness, disappointment, failure, and then loneliness, the plant in people's life. These are the works of the enemy. There's some power. They make sure that you start something good, but you didn't finish it well. That's some power like that. There's some power that they change thanksgiving. What you are supposed to be rejoicing, they change people's thanksgiving to tears given. What you are supposed to be rejoicing in, now tears is coming up. There are some powers. This is a spiritual battle that we are talking about. The Bible said the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal at all. They are mighty. Put it down the stronghold. These are the battle we are talking about. He said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power, rulers of darkness in high places. In verse 10, in number 10, he said, put down some power. They put you back each time you try to go forward. There are some powers that make you go around the circle. You are not making progress in life. No, you are moving. You are not making progress. You are just within the circle. There's some power that they attack you through your dreams. They just come. I've told you before. When the enemy steals your pen in the dream, that is something precious that's supposed to make you great that has been taken from you. When the enemy has tampered with your shoe, your establishment has been tampered with. We're not going to dream today, but they go to your dream and they steal something precious. And now in the physical, it's very difficult to make ends meet. Tonight, we've got prayer to pray. No wonder. Jesus, the disciple asked Jesus a question. He says, the servant asked Jesus, he said, Jesus, so the servant went to the owner and said, sir, did we not plant good seed in this field? How come it has some tears among them? So God planted good things in your life. How come you are passing through disappointment? How come you are passing through failure? How come you are passing through loneliness? What happened? What's going on here? That was the question the disciples are asking Jesus. Look at what he answered them. And he answered and said to them, he said, an enemy has done this. So that thing that is not right in your life, it wasn't God that did it, it was the enemy that did it. You are going to gather your strength. You are going to pray tonight. Because what we are doing tonight is operation uproot them. Whatever my heavenly father has done, planted shall be what shall be rooted out. You want to perform the duty of a farmer tonight. No wonder. Job chapter 5 verse 12. He said, he frustrated the plan of the crafty that the ants cannot perform the enterprise. Tonight, gather your strength. But you need to do something. You need to go back to Jesus. You cannot fight this spiritual warfare by yourself. You have tried, nothing works. But beloved, all you need to do is to go back to the source. The source is Jesus. He said he frustrates the plan, the devices of the crafty, the witchcrafty, so that their hand will not perform their enterprise. Remember what I told you? The enemy shall fade over your family. I cover you with the blood of Jesus, so shall it be. So if you are here tonight, it's dangerous for you to pray. Well, the Bible says the prayer of a sinner is an abomination. Abomination, we will not hear. So if you really want God to really change that story, you want God to do what the enemy has planted. God planted your nose, your eyes, your body, everything. He said it was beautiful, it was good, but it wasn't God that planted that delay. It wasn't God that planted that sickness. It wasn't God that planted that so-called problem. So one of the sisters on the prayer line tonight, she called me last night. She sent a message to me. I was bitter in my spirit. About 4 or 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, the boy was in my class. He was in my class. In the school, I know him, he's a Sierra Leonean boy. Lo and behold, I just heard the story yesterday that they have withdrawn him from university. Why? Because he has maybe cancer of the blood or whatever at the age of almost 18. Who has done that? The enemy has done that. I prayed for the boy yesterday, and I believe strongly with the joint prayer tonight, the Almighty God will heal him in Jesus' name. He will grant him total healing, with speedy healing in the mighty name. But let me tell you this. The bottom line of the story is that what sin has 18-year-old boy done that has allowed the enemy to plant that cancer of the blood in his life. Beloved, many people are going on the street, but they are facing so many battles. You don't know. Imagine if you see the mother of that boy now. I know the mother very well. If you see the mother of that boy now, how would she be feeling? But yet, if she didn't greet you on the scene, you say, this woman is so angry. She didn't greet you. She must have been bitter in her spirit. So we need to understand what people feel when they are going through their own personal battle. Praise the name of the Lord. What has the 18-year-old boy, what has he done that they had to withdraw him from university? The woman told me yesterday. Very brilliant boy in the top 7 when he was in school, and they withdrew him from university. I've told you before, a boy of almost, I told you, there was a boy a colleague of mine, I work place, an Indian man. The son was a very brilliant boy. I think I mentioned this here before. Very brilliant boy. He was one of the top schools in Kent. Top schools in Kent. And lo and behold, they noted as one of their top students. He got to year 11 like this. He went to go and play sports, which is normally one of the best in sports. And he banged his head on the pillar of the post and he lost his memory. They had to return him to special school. They started training him how to eat. This is spoon. This is a fork. Somebody who is one of the most brilliant students. Why was he only doing it off his back? Why is he not on the left? Why is he the edge? Why? The enemy has done this. They had to withdraw the boy. Sorry, there's nothing we can do about this one. They are ready to support you in care home. To begin to train the boy of almost 16 years old of how to use spoon, how to do what's your name, how to write your name. Why? Because he lost all the memory completely. I decree, every works of the enemy over your family is canceled tonight in the name of Jesus. He said, frustrate the plan of the crafty so that their arms could not perform their enterprise. So beloved, if you are here tonight, you have not given your life to Christ, you need to do that fast and say, God, help me tonight. I am sorry from the way I've lived my life. I need you to come back to my life. Help me tonight in the name of Jesus. I've declared you as my Lord and my personal Savior. The enemy has wasted my time long enough. I will serve you for the rest of my life. I want to say bye-bye to sin and Satan. And I want to serve a living God. If you make that confession, I beg you on Monday, just a few days time, join the Bible studies. That is where we meet and teach the word of God one by one, precept and precept, on the same platform. We are here to teach it. We teach it. You learn it 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. UK time. Join the Bible study. That's where we learn the word of God. The Bible says, your word I've hid it in my heart so that I will not sin against you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. The enemy will not prevail over me. You are going to pray the prayer. First prayer point. Shout this one loud and clear. Say over me and my family. The enemies are fail. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, wow, the enemy must fail. Oh, wow, Lord, you're open in the name of Jesus. Oh, my family, they must fail. 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 They must fail tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, they must fail. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray number two like this. Say every devices of the craft over me and my family, over and abroad, scatter by fire, pray. Every device of the craft over my family, over and abroad, oh yes, scatter now, in the name of Jesus, oh yes, scatter now, pray, in the name of Jesus, every device of the craft over my children, in the name of Jesus, oh yeah, be scattered. In Jesus' name, they are scattered. We are going to pray the next one. Say, my father. Every agenda of darkness to turn my life upside down, scattered by fire. Open your mouth, every agenda of darkness to turn my life upside down. Oh, yeah, scatter now. Oh, yeah, scatter now. Oh, yeah, scatter now. Oh, yeah, scatter now. Scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, Mazunda libra so the levels. Open your mouth, agenda of darkness to turn my life upside down. Die. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh, Lord, my Father. Any power that want me to cry this year, you are a liar, scatter by fire. Pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I reject cry. I reject tears. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Oh, yeah, reject it. 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 Right. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh, Lord, arise. In your power, give me a better story to tell in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for yourself tonight. Oh, no, oh, yeah, you go, hey, yo, baba, hey, take your notion. I hear it, oh, Timobo, Lord, oh, Father, let you go, hey, yo, baba, hey, take your notion. I hear. Father, say Anula in the mighty name of Jesus. Oduwa say Anula. Oduwa di de. Oduwa di de. Oduwa di de. Ha ha. Kowarowa. Aye reti ele yawa o. Ah, Oduwa. Oduwa di de. Tell God to arise. Oduwa arise. Father arise. Father arise. Father arise. Father arise. And step into our cage and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say powers tormenting my life in my dreams. Ah, you are a liar. Die. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every power that is tormenting my family to reach, in the name of Jesus, be scattered to them. Be scattered to them. In the name of Jesus, be scattered to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. I pray tonight to anyone that is appointed to die in 2020. Makasutalaba. By the mercy and the power of God, I reverse the decision in the name of Jesus. I reverse it in the name of Jesus. I declare, all of us that started 2020 together, by 31st of December, we shall all be allowed to rejoice in the name of Jesus. Even disease will not locate us. Arrow of the enemy will not locate us. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone that is sick, hear the word of the Lord. Makuza Talaba. The Bible says, Psalm 107 verse 20. He said, I send this word, and the word heal them, and deliver them from all their distresses. I don't know the kind of sickness you are passing through. I don't know the kind of distress that you are passing through. But one thing I know the name of Jesus. After speaking the name, the sickness must bow. Therefore tonight, I stand as an oracle of the Most High God to decree to your life, your sickness shall jump out. In the name of Jesus, I pray for our children, even in the lockdown. They say that she goes to school. Evil shall not befall them. In the name of Jesus, I pray for all of us. Will not crash. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with us. Come outside the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. Anyone here believing God for their documentation? I pray that will be your Christmas present. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will fight for you. You will laugh at last. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Let me just wave your hand to say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus, for what you have done tonight. For all you have done for us, hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord, amen. Don't forget the 70 days fasting and prayer is still going on. If you have not joined us, you can still join us. And again, the power machine that is on Saturday. And on Monday is our Bible studies. We need to come and learn. The word is powerful. The entrance of the word giveth life. So it's not only to pray, but we need to learn the word. So 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. On Monday, we have the program, the Bible study. We learn the word together. We share it. It's an interactive program. We share the word together. As we do so, the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Even on that same Monday, we pray for the singles, those who are believing God for their own husband. This is their assignment and commission to our hand. Let us do so as they can. They will not mischoose in their life. So every Monday, 8:30 to 9:30, UK time, we pray for them. And as we do so, God will help us in Jesus' name. Before we meet next Tuesday, somebody here shall be, your testimony shall be the biggest in the name of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our
life. Thank you, Lord. Amen.